Ian Scholz, wasn't that long ago that Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, was hinting that Texas might secede from the United States? And now he's hinting that he might run for president of the United States. Now, how does that work? Isn't that like a teetotaler applying for a job as a bartender? He just had a big prayer rally in Houston this August. Thousands of people joined him in the stadium to pray for jobs, for Obama, for rain. Nothing wrong with any of this, though. As a voter, I wonder why we'd want a leader asking for the hand of God to help him through a crisis. Praying for miracles is kind of a last resort, isn't it? Still, he has a reputation for being a tough guy. There's a famous story of him out on his daily six-mile jog. Yeah, that's right. He jogs 6 miles every day, pal. He was running with his Labrador when they were accosted by a menacing coyote, according to Kevin McCullough at FoxNews.com. The governor pulled out his gun and shot it. Yeah, that's right. He jogs 6 miles every day with a handgun. Kevin McCullough cites this incident with approval. He writes, quote, "Governor Perry's common sense approach to problems and his core convictions resonate with the average American voter," unquote. I don't know how common sense this is, but here in California, we generally don't jog with loaded weapons. Also, here in California, we aren't accosted by menacing coyotes. They mainly lurk in the shadows here and kill our lap dogs and small cats while we sleep. I reckon coyotes and governors are a lot bolder in Texas. Maybe it's the lack of water. Toughens you right up. Washington Times commentator Wes Pruden did a column on the Houston prayer rally. Interestingly, he focused on atheist protesters there, claiming that atheists are trying to spread their belief, or more to the point, their lack of belief with zeal that Billy Sunday or Billy Graham could have envied. Well, this may be true, but even Mr. Pruden admits that the number of atheists there was dozens. So despite their zeal, atheists just don't fill stadiums. Mr. Pruden wrote, "Their pain, beyond having to live in a world where few share their bleak view of the life of the soul, is that the governor's prayer established the state religion forbidden by the First Amendment. They're terrified of mixing politics and religion." Well, maybe they were terrified. I would be, too, if I was one of 24-odd atheists surrounded by thousands of devout Christians at a prayer rally. But the atheists weren't the ones praying for deliverance, now were they? Be that as it may, I believe Governor Perry will keep gingerly testing the waters in his bold Texas way, then either secede from the Union or throw his Stetson into the presidential ring. One thing's for sure, if he is elected president, the White House will be totally Christ-centered and totally coyote-free. I gotta go.